Time to recap Rapid County Commissioners meeting number two. Number one. That's right. I'm trying to get through April already. County Commissioner Ted Gans, how are you?
I'm doing good, Rich, and yourself?
I'm doing good. It's March 11th, and I'm trying to get you to April 11th already.
You're good. The time flies.
It does. Well, kind of a light agenda yesterday, wasn't it?
Pretty light. Yep. We got started at 8:30 yesterday morning on that new time, that new start time, and we reviewed accounts payable claims during that time, and from 8:30 and then at 9 o'clock we did citizens' comments. Nobody was present there, Rich, for citizens' comments. Then we moved on to 9:15 Board of Equalization, but there was nothing on for Board of Equalization yesterday. Then we moved down to 9:30. On the agenda was discussed Fair Board vacancy and appointment. Again, this come on the back of that Nebraska Statute 2-224, where the last appointment we made, we ended up with three people from within the city limits of McCook. Statute only allows for two. And so we asked for voluntary, if there was a voluntary resignation. Galen Perry, who was the last individual to be appointed to the Fair Board, he voluntarily resigned. And so we had an opening. Over the past couple weeks, we had six people show interest in that position. Obviously, it's good to get those vacancies filled. Yesterday, Derek Myers joined us for the meeting, and we appointed Derek Myers to the Fair Board to replace Galen Perry. That way, geographically where Derek resides, it works to fit Statute 2-224. So Derek Myers is our new board member there at the fairgrounds. So that took a little bit. We were discussing back and forth. We had some Fair Board members join us yesterday, Rich, and so that took care of the one agenda item. Then we moved down to the consent agenda. Item number one was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. Item number two was approve accounts payable claims in the amount of $208,453.48. Item number three was authorized chairman signature on community acknowledgement form for floodplain area. Our floodplain manager, Doug Terry, did a survey over on the eastern side of Red Willow County. There was a little bit of discussion whether a building was in the floodplain or it wasn't, as it was not. So we signed off on that sheet. That was a Susie property there for that floodplain acknowledgement. Item number four was approved changes to the health department inventory. The health department had some stuff they wanted to add to their inventory and also subtract. It was some desks and a printer and so forth that they were deleting from their inventory. Then we had item number five was approved chairman's signature on Wardcraft Homes oversized load permit. This house is moving from Minden to Juanita, and the only place through Red Willow County that it was going to move was south of Bartley, then to north of Indianola and up into Frontier County. So we approved that oversized load permit. And then item number six, Rich, was authorized chairman's signature on tractor lease for the fairgrounds. The fairgrounds are leasing two tractors. It's kind of in a continuance. They do this, a release agreement, one from Acres and one from New Holland. So we approved all six items there on the consent agenda. And then we moved on to correspondence yesterday. Item number one was Red Willow County Treasurer update on public tax sale. Excuse me. The treasurer had a tax sale on March 3rd. There were 78 parcels sold during that tax sale for the amount of $175,815.94. So we just reviewed those properties and those sales yesterday with that correspondence. Then we moved on to item number two, Nebraska Department of Transportation update on project NH-83-1. This is an NDOT project. This is a project that's been proposed for a little bit of time here south on 83, Highway 83, basically south of McCook down to the state line. Basically, they just gave us the update that there was no historic properties or any historic places there along their route of where they plan to do construction. So we reviewed that there in correspondence, and then we had three reports yesterday, one from the clerk's office. Their monthly revenue report of the clerk's office was $3,758.50. Then we had the clerk of the district court. The district court clerk brought in $1,923.06. And then we reviewed the sheriff's monthly revenue report, and that was just a list of different paper collection, paper services. So we reviewed all three reports, Rich, and that pretty much took care of it.
I didn't have to say a dang word the whole time.
I probably should let you get a word in edgewise, shouldn't
no,
I? You're just rattling through it.
No, but you did great. You did, but you're going to have those meetings, as you've always said, where you're not going to have a lot on the agenda.
Yeah, and we still stuck around till about 10:20, so about a two-hour meeting.
Sure.
You know, it's one of those things that time goes by pretty quick when you're sitting up there and looking through stuff. And so still a two-hour meeting, but not a lot of items on the agenda. Yep.
It'll pick up one of these days.
It will. Before long, we're going to be into cold patch season and bidding gravel and bidding armor coat projects, and we're going to get into Board of Equalization tax protests. It'll pick up in budget time. You bet.
Next meeting will be coming up on
March 24th.
All right. Next to last Monday. Got a couple of more Mondays, so the 24th.
24th, yes, sir.
We always tell folks, if you want to sit in on the county commissioner's meeting, that is A-okay.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we encourage it. I mean, if there's anything that comes up, I say it a lot, but anything, comments, questions, or concerns, be sure to give us a call. Our phone numbers are on the county website. Second and fourth Mondays of the month, we meet at starting at 8:30, and then citizens' comments are at 9 o'clock. So yeah, we encourage the public to stop by, let us know. We can't be everywhere, so you bet. If you have anything, you just contact your commissioner or stop up at the meeting.